888-742-3345 for your chance to see DJ Premier, Royster 5'9", next Thursday, March 15th. Call now.
Okay. All right. This is going to be the last thing today. Okay. And don't forget, too, we got Forrest Whitaker on Slaves Universe today. Computer unlocked, and then a hilarity ensued. And thanks all of you. Anyone who said anything really nice on my Facebook page because you thought I was going off forever because of Crystal. Crystal Z, you're in trouble. And this guy, Justin, oh, you guys, you better be sleeping with one eye open. What should the revenge be? Someone goes in and says, hey, I'm going to shut it down. I'm not doing Facebook anymore. What would your revenge be? The new music is.
So, whoop, gang along, right? ain't scared, nigga, I'm bright. I'm bright. IG a rapper, any full flesh bang. Bang. Ooh, my bang. Bang. I'm so cool when I'm mad. Why you don't you got a daughter? Count my gang bang, and that's gay. Hey. Big B, Gucci, bang. Bang. Blue hunters in my bag. Why you, how you feel about the hunters being blue? Nigga, I ain't mad. The Crips and all with this blood shit. Need a pop ruin, that's blood, bitch. Always down with this thug shit. She get fly, she sub dick. Pull a bill in me mug. All that she hugging. Where you ain't fucking, she love Tupac, she dog. YG, he bright. World off, he bright. YG, he bang. Don't get in his way. Party on my way, like I'm trying to feel the thing. Red rubies in my chain. Checkers know how much I pay. Live on the block. YG, we going to the top, to the top, to the top. In a box. Never let him put a nigga in a box. Cause a nigga on the block. YG, aka Big Blood, aka Big Red Vibe. YG, aka Lil Boo. From that phone. Nigga, I'm bright. YG a rapper, any full flesh bang. Banging on these bitch niggas. Banging while I'm rich, nigga. I don't make no sense, nigga. Cause I don't get no shit, nigga. Kinda LA pay rent, nigga. Your blood shit ain't lit, nigga. Fuckin' you don't wanna be a bitch, nigga. You a clown, you it, nigga. So whoopin' my songs. My enemies sing my songs. My suit whoopin' so strong. I can't do no wrong. My whoopin' can't be calm. I'm very.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
When I sing it like we dirty clothes on racks, I got to clear my mind, so let me please speak on it. My people falling short, you hear me think on it. It's time for us to stand, black people.
To the drinks. Sounds like music that would be in WarioWare. Tiger and Woods is a good name for an act. That is a good name for a band or whatever this is. Tiger Mask 4 and James Woods. Wouldn't have expected James Woods to be, you know, into this type of shit, but. But Tiger Mask 4 definitely. Should I take the tunnel? Should I take the tunnel? It's Friday. Should I take the tunnel? I'm gonna take the tunnel. Well, we're in the tunnel now. I got most of the way through it.
Take a ये मेरे पल्ले ना पड़ा है समझा दे प्यारे ये हाइपा इंग्लिश बना है शर के धागे हमारे पल्ले को सुलते जा रहे कल के सितारे हम ना किसी से डर के बाहे पर सारा मैं तो करता देखो कॉफी पेस में कहीं से टूट पेस ये बताना वो बताना के चक्कर में निकले साथ सारे हो तो फाड़ दाए बेंच अपना ने नाम धर्म से अलग दे दिल से सारे सिंधु सिंधु मशीन तो हम तो करते थोड़ा हद से ज्यादा लिखते सीखते हैं कि जीतने का ये मतलब ज्यादा सीखने वाला सबसे पकड़ा पकड़ी खेले टीचर हमसे हद से ज्यादा दुश्मनी से कुछ भी नहीं मिलता है पत्थर वाले हाथों में कलम दो तो किस्सा ये मैंने स्कूल से ही सीखा मैंने स्कूल स्कूल
I don't want to listen to this anymore. And that's the end of that playlist. I don't know, it's just okay stuff. I want to listen to that MGMT album. I've not listened to it yet. I've heard it's all right. It seems like cars are starting to get screens bolted to the top of them. You know, like how taxi toppers, like on the top of taxi, they have little ads, little triangular shaped thing with ads. You know, some of those have gone digital. I'm now seeing, like, there's one ahead, like five cars ahead of me here. It's a regular ass car with like an Uber sticker, you know, and probably also a Lyft sticker, because everyone drives for both, apparently. And they've got, you know, these dot matrix looking, pinball looking screens on them showing ads, and they're just regular cars, and I don't know. This can't be good. Like most of the car, yeah, there's another one. I'm looking at two cars right now. I'm stopped at a light. And I can see two cars in front of me that have both Uber and Lyft stickers in their window. And, like, what does that say about these services that the drivers have to drive for both? That they're just like, they have to keep multiple phones bolted up in their car, and whatever the first one is that says, hey, drive here and pick this person up, they then have to frantically shut the other one off before it matches them up with a ride. And so they're constantly logging in and out of Uber and or Lyft, depending on who they pick up. And, like, this can't be good. And now people putting ads on the top of their cars as they drive for Uber and Lyft. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was wrong. There were four cars in my view. One was, there was a bit of a glare on the window, so I couldn't see it in their back window, but there were, in fact, four different vehicles with both Uber and Lyft stickers in front of me, and all the people saying, like, oh, by the way, people that drive for Uber on average make about $3 an hour. I'm like, fuck, what? And there are people that don't see a problem with any of that. And I don't know how to communicate to those people, because that's like a fundamentally... Their priorities, I don't know. That seems bad. Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is just and these companies all view the drivers as replaceable as soon as the technology catches up. Which, like, you know, when that happens, like, that, like, obviously, that'll be catastrophic for a time, but I feel like if you look historically, things that end up destroying certain industries and stuff like that, like, the result isn't necessarily, fewer jobs, no one's got anything, you know, like, there's a transitionary period that is scary. But generally speaking, people come out of it the other end doing okay. There's no reason to believe that. Well, I don't know. So you want to believe that would continue on as stuff like this continues to happen. But I don't know. The taxi industry has managed to work for generations, for all its flaws. So I don't know. It's a kiosk in my local mall that Uber runs, and the sign just says, make $600 this weekend. And I don't know. All right, here you go. Stay safe. The world is scary. I'll see you later.